Hey everyone, and welcome back to Financial Market Insights for Traders. I'm your host, Sophia, and today I'm bringing you something really special. It's one of the most real, honest, and practical episodes we've done yet. This one is called Trader Roundtable, Day Trading Versus Long-Term Investing, Personal Journeys, and it's a deep dive into the lives and strategies of three very different, but equally successful market participants. Whether you're into fast-paced trades or patient investing, or maybe still figuring it out, this episode is packed with real-world wisdom. So many of you have asked for investing success stories, and I get it, because hearing someone's actual path can be way more useful than just abstract theory. These are real people, not just Twitter accounts showing off a Lumbo. They've been through the mistakes, the wins, the doubts, and the breakthroughs, and they've each found their own way to succeed. So let's jump right into it. Meet the traders. We brought three guests to the mic for this one: Marcus, Julia, and Leo. Each one has taken a very different route: day trading, long-term investing, and algorithmic trading. But what ties them together is that they've all found success on their own terms. Marcus, the intraday maverick. Let's start with Marcus. He's a full-time day trader now, but his story starts far from Wall Street. Marcus was managing a restaurant in 2018 when he discovered trading through, you guessed it, Reddit. He started with just $3,000. Like many, he went in without a real plan, followed alerts blindly, and blew up not one, but two accounts early on. But here's where the story shifts. Instead of giving up, Marcus committed to learning. He started journaling every trade, studying price action, and practicing risk management. He stopped chasing. He focused on consistency over excitement. Today, he scalps SP 500 futures and crypto pairs, holding trades for minutes, sometimes seconds. He does about 4 to 6 trades a day, with a 60 to 65% win rate. And here's what he told us. I used to think I could outsmart the market. Then I realized I just had to stop outsmarting myself. That hit me. Marcus is proof that day trading can be more than just hype. It can be a disciplined craft, but it takes structure, rules, and emotional control. He thrives in volatility. And if that sounds like you, if you're high energy, think fast, and don't mind screen time, his path might inspire you. But let's be clear. You need the right tools for this kind of trading. That's where platforms like crystalballmarkets.com come in. Their execution speed, clean interface, and real-time data give you the kind of edge you need when every second matters. Julia, the quiet compounder. Now, let's flip the pace and talk about Julia. Julia's journey starts in the aftermath of the 2008 crash. At the time, she was a CPA, solid job, stable income. But she saw something others didn't: the opportunity to buy great companies while prices were low. She started small, blue-chip dividend stocks, index funds, regular contributions. No hot tips, no meme stocks. And you know what? It worked. Over the years, Julia built a 7-figure portfolio. She didn't panic during downturns. She didn't chase the market highs. She just stayed the course and let time and compounding do the heavy lifting. It wasn't about picking the next Tesla. It was about staying invested, not getting spooked, and letting compounding work for me. Julia's story is especially powerful for those of you looking for long-term wealth creation. And it resonates deeply with the growing number of women in investing who want to take control of their financial future without being caught up in the noise. She mentors now, by the way, other women, professionals, people who want to grow their money but don't want to gamble. She calls her approach boring but effective. I call it smart. And again, if this slower, steadier approach sounds like your personality, less adrenaline, more strategy, take a page from Julia's book. She didn't time the market. She spent time in the market. Leo, the algorithmic hybrid. Last but not least, we have Leo. And Leo brings something totally different to the table. He's a former software developer who found the markets through his love of data. Leo didn't want to guess his way through trades. He wanted to test, code, and automate. So he started building algorithmic trading systems. Python, backtests, spreadsheets, you name it. Now, Leo runs a portfolio of automated strategies that execute trades with zero emotion. His edge isn't about being fast or patient. It's about being systematic. The markets are data. If you can model the behavior, you can create edges. For anyone out there asking how I made money investing using tech, Leo's journey is the answer. His story is huge for listeners curious about beginner-friendly algorithmic trading. And here's the best part, he shares everything. His logic, his backtests, even his losing trades. He treats trading like software development. Build, test, iterate. And if you're technical, love clean systems, and want to take the emotion out of your trades, this may be your lane. By the way, Leo has been featured multiple times on the Crystal Ball Markets podcast. Definitely check it out if you want to dig deeper into real life trading experiences. Lessons from the roundtable. So, what did we learn from all three? Well, one big thing, there is no one right way. Marcus needs speed and structure. Julia leans into time and patience. Leo trusts data and systems. Each found success by aligning their style with their personality. Let's break down a few more shared insights. Start small. Survive long enough to get good. All three stress the importance of managing risk and avoiding get-rich-quick traps. Know your personality. If markets make you nervous, maybe long-term investing is the better choice. If you love puzzles and fast decisions, maybe day trading fits you. If you think in code and love automation, all-go trading could be your superpower. Track and review. Marcus journals. Julia tracks her savings and portfolio growth. Leo audits his systems. They all take their results seriously and use them to improve. Myths busted. Let's bust a few myths real quick. Day trading is gambling, not when done with discipline like Marcus. Investing is slow and boring, not when your portfolio doubles quietly like Julia's. Algorithms are just for hedge funds. Nope. Leo started with free tools and forums. These journeys prove that the markets are accessible if you're willing to learn and stay honest with yourself. Tools that make a difference. Now, before we wrap up, I want to highlight this. Regardless of your style, manual, long-term, algorithmic, you need the right tools. CrystalBallMarkets.com provides exactly that. Fast execution, a clean interface, everything you need to stay focused, stay fast, and stay informed. And if you love the kind of in-depth, experience-rich conversations we had in this episode, make sure to subscribe to the Crystal Ball Markets podcast. New interviews drop regularly with traders, coders, investors, you name it. Final word, look, success in the markets isn't about finding one perfect strategy. It's about finding what fits you, your temperament, your schedule, your goals. Marcus didn't become Julia. Julia didn't try to trade like Leo. They all played to their strengths and stayed in their lane. So here's my challenge to you. Take what you've heard today, reflect on who you are, and choose the approach that fits. Not the one trending on social media. Not the one promising overnight riches. The one that actually makes sense for you. That's how you build real, lasting success. Thanks for tuning into Financial Market Insights for Traders. I'm Sophia. Don't forget to hit subscribe, share this episode with someone who's trying to figure out their trading path. And as always, trade smart, stay curious, and be honest with yourself. Until next time.